Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville, and we're talking with Carla Hebler, Judy Kelderman, and Christine Shaw of the Ladies Auxiliary of the Knoxville VFW Post 3519 about their POW MIA display at the Marion County Courthouse.
How did this display down here at the courthouse come about?
This tree was first displayed last year at the Marion County Historical Society's Festival of Trees. It took first place there. This is the second year that this auxiliary has entered a tree, and both times they did win first place.
This is a very beautiful display and very symbolic display. Talk a little bit about the symbolism of this display that you have here at the courthouse.
The tree is all black with white and black ornaments, honoring the POW MIAs, and we have a table set up next to it. The table is in place in honor of those that are unable to be with us, and so this is how we remember them. The table set is one small table symbolizing the frailty of one prisoner alone against his oppressors.
The tablecloth is white, symbolizing the purity of their intentions to respond to their country's call to arms. Remember.
The single red rose displayed in a vase reminds us of the families and loved ones of our comrades in arms who keep the faith awaiting their return.
The red ribbon tied so predominantly on the vase is remnants of the red ribbon worn upon the lapel and breast of thousands who bear witness to the unyielding determination to demand a proper accounting of our missing.
The candle. The candle is lit, symbolizing the upward reach of their unconquerable spirit. Remember.
A slice of lemon is on the bread plate to remind us of their bitter fate. Remember.
There is salt upon the bread plate, symbolic of the family tears as they wait.
The glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us this night. Remember.
The chair. The chair is empty. They are not here. Remember, remember.
All of you have served with them and called them comrades who depend upon their might and aid and replied upon them, for surely they have not forsaken you. We remember.
We remember until the day they come home. We remember.
Now, obviously, you've been getting a lot of recognition with the display. People have been walking over here, taking a good look at it. That's really got to mean something to you to be able to have that powerful presence when it comes to this display. And that's the whole purpose of it. Isn't that correct?
To raise awareness. Yeah, when we were decorating, people were coming up and talking to us and thanking us for sharing. And I even had a veteran come over and thank us for our service.
How long is this display going to be up here for?
Through the 19th, which is the designated day to honor our MIAs and POWs.
That's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to Carla Hebler, Judy Kelderman, and Christine Shaw of the Ladies Auxiliary of the Knoxville VFW Post 3519 for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.